In Ohio, it is illegal for someone with HIV to have sex with a partner without first disclosing their status. Experts are pushing to change that, arguing the law actually endangers public health. Greg Cote has had HIV for 33 years, and he wants everyone to know it.
I disclose to everybody. I have a copper HIV ribbon on my neck. I wear my Silence Equals Death t-shirt. I'm a walking billboard.
He does this very intentionally because in Ohio, he could go to prison for up to 8 years for failing to disclose his HIV status to a sexual partner, a crime categorized as felonious assault. That law was added to the books in 1999 on the advice of law enforcement. More than 30 states have similar laws, but Ohio is one of the top prosecutors with 35 cases over the last decade. Daphne Kakloudis is the chief public policy officer at Equitas Health. She's part of the group Ohio Health Modernization Movement that's pushing for changes to the law.
A lot has happened since 1999, and lawmakers don't necessarily know that. And let's be honest, a lot of citizens, you know, who aren't lawmakers don't know the advances that have been made in science and the reasons that we believe this law should be modernized.
She says drug development has helped turn HIV from a fatal infection into a manageable chronic condition, to the point where a person could have effectively no risk of transmitting HIV to a partner through sex. The American Medical Association called for the total repeal of HIV criminalization laws. Kakloudis says her group isn't going that far. They want to change the charge from a felony to a misdemeanor. The statute has been challenged multiple times since it was introduced. In a 2017 Supreme Court of Ohio case, Samuel Peterson argued on behalf of the state.
When you have sexual conduct, there are two parties to that conduct, and the other person has a right to know and has a right to be party to the decision to engage in the sexual conduct, even if the risk is minimal as they assert.
As it stands, someone can press charges, even if they haven't contracted the virus. Kakloudis says she understands the impetus behind the law.
We would never want someone who intentionally transmits HIV to not be able to be prosecuted under the statute. We think that's not right.
But she and Cote say the law puts an undue burden, even on those who follow it. How can you prove that you disclosed?
You really can't, unless if you have written down, you have witnesses, it's recorded. Even if it's on like the sites, you know, Grindr or all those sites, you can't prove that somebody read that.
He says many people with HIV fear that a partner or an ex-partner may lie about whether or not someone disclosed. As a result, he says he has avoided being intimate with anyone for decades.
Would you want to have to disclose your, you know, sexual practices and your personal health in front of, you know, a medical professional and your partner? I mean, I don't think anyone wants to have that difficult conversation, you know, in front of a third party in order to prove that they've had the conversation.
Because of that, Kakloudis says some people avoid getting tested at all.
If someone doesn't get tested and doesn't know their status, they can't be prosecuted under the statute.
According to the CDC, 1 in 7 of the more than 1 million people in the U.S. living with HIV don't know it. Cote says that is a danger to public health.
The dialogue has to start. The fear's got to be dealt with. And we have to change the laws so that people are not afraid to talk about it.
People like Kakloudis and Cote are starting a dialogue of their own, educating lawmakers at the State House. Paige Flager, WOSU News.